Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, Curtis, I'm a little out of sorts. You got me on defensive today just because it's been a no-show week. This has been a no-show, no-call week. Well, some calls.
Some calls. Ken and I had the biggest blowout we've ever had on the phone. It was not good.
Let's just move past it.
It was I think we really accomplished a lot.
Did we come to an agreement?
James is like, I want to talk to Ken. I'm like, go away.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we see things similarly, but we believe that the course of action is we have different approaches, but. I am grateful for Ken Laird.
Grateful for you, Curtis.
And I'm not grateful for the cold weather. I love fall.
I know,
fall.
You came in whining today.
I love the fall.
Cold it is.
It's a great time of year. Halloween's wonderful, and it's a great, festive. But the early morning walk with James to go get breakfast, we drove to a place that's like a quarter mile from my home.
And you can't teach him that at this age.
What are you going to do? You got to put on 15 layers of clothes get him naked in 2 seconds and
get
go in?
Suited and booted.
Yeah. Well, he didn't pay either. But it was a lovely morning. And what I was trying to stay up last night for the Belichick game, and I didn't.
Well, he lost. He fumbled at the goal line. Is that right? They were going in for the lead, and the guy fumbled. So another Bill loss.
What? Yesterday, I don't think we can do justice to just the Jones and Keefe, spectacular yesterday. One of their best shows they've ever had.
They were good.
Absolutely hilarious.
They were rolling around in the audio. Honestly, I'm embarrassed for Bill. I don't want to play it. Are you okay with not playing the Bill audio today?
Okay.
It's ASMR. It's weird. Don't you feel for him? You agree with me that he's potentially got some medical issues. I raised this on the Greg Hill show. And he is being taken advantage of by this girl.
Well, the other thing, but what also just was bizarre. So there's this new world of social media where if somebody has something to say about someone, they'll make a post that is ambiguous enough that you don't know who they're talking to, but then they'll get mad if you don't know they're not talking about you or vice versa. So you have the daughter-in-law of the coach post on social media a moving company.
Oh, yeah.
With a truck in North Carolina that says, here we go again, ...
Right.
And then the next day or that, whenever the hell it was, there's a post where she's like, ha ha, joke's on you, haters. And it's like,
well, that's pretty good.
But you're doing that. Do you understand? Nobody said she was moving until she had a moving truck.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, fake news. We're not moving.
Just clickbait.
Right. But you can't.
Effective clickbait.
But you can't be a victim by your own post. Like, if what you're insinuating is that you're moving and people say that you're moving, then it's on you to be the reason that you're not.
Well, the family has to be rattled. Steve Belichick flew across the country to coach with Pops. I mean, his whole future is on the line here, right?
But
how does Lombardi still have a job this week?
So I heard Zoe, who we love, but he said that Lombardi, I'm not Lombardi, who said the thing about, was it Belich? Who said the thing where Lombardi is going to go, or Lombardi told Jordan not to be there?
Lombardi told Jordan not to be there. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the word that she wasn't welcome in the facility.
Okay.
Something to that effect.
Wow. There were reports, Jones and Keefe were talking about, Patricia has thrown behind the scenes Lombardi under the bus and tried to distance himself, which is good for Patricia. Good job by him.
But what Zoe said is that Lombardi wouldn't do that without Belichick's blessing. So that even there's a part of Belichick that's like, I don't know how to stand up to this chick.
Yeah. And yeah, on days he's cognizant.
It is just... that video that Pablo Torre posted, which, by the way, as an aside, whenever you see Don Van Natta or any of these ESPN investigative journalists, don't you think less of them now? Like, Pablo Torre, clearly a brilliant guy, but he was at ESPN for a decade, and they only allow you to investigate what the leagues support you investigating.
So Wickersham did a lot of that. Do you think he was supported, like,
yes,
1,000% push to undermine the Pats?
Of course.
That's interesting conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy. Look at the entities that they discuss, especially now they're in bed with the NFL, literally. But the way in which they covered that Guerrero-Brady-Belichick feud compared to the Chiefs with the litany of off-field, on-field incidents, it's clear to me that there is a directive by the leagues, and ESPN is a partner of the leagues, and they only investigate that. Like the Mark Cuban, Pablo Torre stuff, where they talk about Kawhi Leonard, or I don't know how he was pronounced by the old show.
Cowie.
But that's why you call Greg Cowie, which I thought was rude.
I did last night at the Celtics bash.
Cowie. All the details about the no-show job, like there's no way in hell that Pablo Torre would be allowed to publish that at ESPN.
Yeah, there could be a vendetta. That's interesting. I actually had never thought of Wickersham being put up by the league.
I just was seeing the freedom that Pablo Torre enjoys in investigating whatever it is he wants.
But it's usually leaks. Don't we think Gronk was one of the leaks for Wickersham? Like he was meeting him at the cafes at 6 in the morning and dishing. They hated, like there were people that hated Bill and were starting to squawk. Gronk was one of them.
Do you believe that ESPN has leaks on all 32 teams?
I don't know. Not Kansas City. They're never out there.
Are you?
Where are the Chiefs leaks?
Like, could you imagine if Tom Brady's dad was driving drunk every week? Like, it'd be a pretty big story.
By the way, quick, get back to just the ball, because you know I like ball talk.
Yeah.
So The Athletic put out their projections of what the playoffs are going to look like. They are projecting the Chiefs to finish as the 6th seed, the Pats to finish as the 5th seed, the top wild card. First round at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh wins the division. Patriots at Steelers. Colts get the bye. How unbelievably bad is the AFC this year, where the Colts are right now ticketed for the first overall seed at 11-6?
I don't think they're going to be the first overall seed.
Who's going to, the Bills?
Patriots. I don't know. But the other thing with while we're talking about the Chiefs on the field, we do this overcorrection now, where the Chiefs were 0-2. We said they were done. Then they're now, they're 3-3, and everybody's like, they're back. It's somewhere in the middle. They're not back, and they're not done. But
they also have a trade deadline coming up, which makes me nervous.
Are you worried about all the Raiders information they'll have on the Chiefs tomorrow?
I don't agree with that. You know, I don't like Brady having that access.
Right. My question
categorically
is
wrong.
That's a huge story up until the actual event that they're worried about, and nobody talks about it, which proves that it was just much ado about nothing all along.
Yeah. Well,
but
maybe
yes.
Tom needs to focus on the Raiders. Just be there.
But the Chiefs' renaissance, at least, or the salvaging of their season. How many teams do you think the Patriots will be fighting with if they are indeed seeking to add offensive weaponry or defensive weaponry, whatever you want, at the deadline?
Yeah, quite a few. I mean, the Bills have more defense troubles, but they could use a top-flight receiver, right? Steelers, I don't know. Would the Steelers add an offensive weapon? They have, more on the defensive side, I guess. Broncos, yeah. All these teams that are, like, feeling it for the first time in a while could be active. And Schefter was on this week, and he said, look, this has become, the NFL's changing. We get 15 to 18 trades every year now. So the deadline becomes exciting. Christian McCaffrey goes at trade deadlines these days. So will the Patriots have that kind of a push in year one of success? They almost feel like the Red Sox, where they're not going to do enough, and you're going to watch Seattle. My man, Eugenio Suarez, grand slam to take game five last night. That's the guy you could have traded for. You didn't. So now, here it is again, Patriots, a couple weeks through the trade deadline. You could go out and, I mean, A.J. Brown's probably not going to get traded. But somebody like that, you could get a difference maker, but you're going to be outbid by other teams who are more desperate in the AFC.
And, you know, I also want to, I think I gave the organization a hard time about the public pursuit of Chris Godwin and how they had, you know, the money they were reportedly offering. In hindsight, this team with Chris Godwin and Steph Diggs is much better. Like, the way that, I don't know why I viewed it as just a nonsensical pursuit. But
well,
like,
and Calvin Ridley, remember the guy who's not active tomorrow, but we thought they blew it there. But even if you had Calvin Ridley and Steph Diggs today.
Right. There is no excuse for them not to add. And not to throw all the topics that I thought of today out the window, but yesterday...
Let's just do 12 minutes today.
Burt Breer was across the street. And he was... This is my latest Patriots conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Breer and Wolf are buds. And Wolf is trying to get some of their credit for where the team is.
He deserves some.
And so all of a sudden, out of the blue, Burt Breer was reporting the Giants offered MetLife Stadium a share of Tiffany's and 5 first-round picks for Drake May, and the Patriots said no. That there were all these teams that all of a sudden were...
Yeah.
So a pick that we all believe nobody really gets credit for because they needed a quarterback, and the quarterback was there at 3. They took the 3rd one, and they got him.
So Elliott Wolf was so steadfast in his belief that Drake May was going to be the next god at quarterback.
He turned down
the world.
He turned down Herschel Walker trades left and right.
Well, he was sure they did get trades. Right? You wouldn't doubt that.
It's just the timing. The timing of the release of this stuff is always fascinating to me.
Well, no, it is. And I actually want to talk more about Wolf, just like how much credit would you give the guy? Because here we are. Patriots are 4-2. I know you picked him to win 10 games. You are brilliant. Although you were off at college football picks last week and it cost me $60.
But I did say yesterday that UNC covered the points.
Okay. And you picked outright...
America.
No, I forget who you picked. Anyway, your picks, you have a lot of picks sometimes off the cuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the hell was I saying?
You were talking about the storylines, the Patriots, the trade deadline, Elliott Wolf.
Oh, Elliott Wolf. Okay, so Elliott Wolf nailed 3 first-round picks here in a row. Christian Gonzalez, Drake May, Will Campbell.
Oh, great. Elliott Wolf doesn't get Will Campbell.
He doesn't?
No, it's a new crew. That's why he's trying to get credit for Drake May.
Yeah, but he's still being propped up by the organization. I mean, I would guess he had some input on the Will Campbell pick. Then, though, you look at the rest of it, and their 2nd and 3rd round picks like Kyle Williams, Trevion Henderson, okay, maybe that's not Elliott, maybe that's the new staff. But even back to last year, if you had hit on Caden Wallace or some of these guys.
Caden Wallace.
He was a 3rd-round pick.
Cole Strange is playing for the Dolphins, I think.
Is he? Oh, well, that really changes everything.
He's killing everybody.
Who deserves the credit? 4-2, you had a pick for 10 wins. I did not think they would be 4-2. And first play, I don't know how you could have predicted they'd be here. Who gets the credit? And are they legit? That's just the bottom line. Is this Patriots team for real?
And have you ever heard of Adobe Photoshop?
617-779-7937. That's a lot. That's really too many topics. I just want to know, do you believe in the Pats? Do they need to make a move at the deadline? Or are they good? And are they seriously going to like finish these projections? Are they the 5 seed? Will they win the division? Could they be the 1 seed? This is unbelievable what's happening.
But in hindsight, we overrated the Patriots in Mac's rookie year in large part due to the teams they were facing. However, with where the Patriots are now, and given the fact that you likely next year, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens won't be this dinged up. You won't have this.
Burrow's back.
Burrow will be back. You won't have Joe Flacco leading the Bengals. And Aaron Rodgers is 100. Maybe he comes. This is a great opportunity for you to make the most of this. And they have the most cap space in football, if you believe in that. And they have not spent on this team. This is an opportunity. And if you trade for a guy, obviously A.J. Brown with the $50 million that would hurt, whatever. But when you trade for a star player that has a large signing bonus, none of that is on your payroll. It's all assumed by the trading organization. So there's really no reason not to.
We'll take a look at some of the top trade targets in the NFL right now and whether the Pats are linked to any of those. Take your thoughts on that. Before, though, we get David Azar. Better late than never. DA is here.
Oh, God.
This guy is so reliable. It was, like, shocking. I was like, you know, some people you expect him not be here.
Really?
Yeah, hand up. This is on me. My fault.
It's wow. It's a rare miss.
That's also very rare. Somebody who says, my fault.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good job. And this trending is going to be awesome. So
he actually sees the company and he realizes it's showing up late. It's great for improvement. You get more money.
See, let's not regress. Let's move forward. And here's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
This was Greg last night at the Celtics Bash. Shamrock Foundation dancing the night away. Excellent, excellent. Down at the Seaport. Big kickoff banquet by the Celtics. Always fun to be hobnobbing with the elites of Boston.
We talked about a moment where you and I had an impasse recently. And I got a text from Greg, I'm sorry. There are two Starbucks coffees somewhere upstairs. Sent them to the wrong address. Right. Enjoy on me.
Must have been a good night.
Yeah.
I lost track of him quickly. He was like, because when he's with Rob Hale and he's with, the who's who.
Right.
Then it's like, I kind of tag along for a bit, but I get lost.
Hi, this is Fake Take Laird. Okay, let's go.
Right.
The extra butter, I think, was almost the demise of Greg and my relationship, but thankfully we survived that.
I could use a coffee, so it's upstairs?
Yep, upstairs.
Good. David, go grab those coffees when you get a chance. I don't usually make David run for coffee, but today he owes us one.
Yeah, I deserve it.
All right, thank you. Now, if you're just joining us, it's the Ken and Curtis program. Ken Laird here, my good friend Christopher John Curtis.
Hi, Ken. Yep.
We've been together 10 years.
Long time. Very few people survive in my life for 10 years. Pudge made it 12 begrudgingly.
We made it through the week, and here we are this weekend. Now, talking about the Pats, 508 texter, zero credit to Wolf. Bill picked Gonzo. Vrabel picked Campbell. Wolf drafted and signed guys that are either gone or aren't contributing. It is a weird, this roster is, you came into the year, you didn't think this was a great roster, right?
No.
They're exceeding our expectations. However,
right,
they have some talent. Like, you look at it now, and it's like, oh, somebody put this thing together.
So, for me, the biggest reason that I think the team finds itself where it is that I didn't understand or didn't expect the type of impact a guy like Harold Landry has had and Milton Williams. Milton Williams felt like we need a shiny object. We have all this money to spend. Let's just pay him at the top of the market.
In 2020 when they made a big splash and signed.
I would compare it more like a Johnny David Smith. Price. Like, they needed a pitcher and he was the guy available, and they put $40 million north of the next highest bidder with David Price. with Milton Williams. He's on the defending champ, or the he's on the champion Eagles. That was a loss that the Philly reporters were all saying, you know, good luck, good riddance.
Right, he's a part-time player.
He's a bit guy on a much better defense, and the Eagles have missed him, and the Patriots have been outstanding with him.
$104 million over 4 years they paid him.
So that impact, the biggest change is left tackle, in that you have a guy that has...
And right tackle.
Right, Morgan Moses. So Bill, Vrabel's guy, Morgan Moses. I give Vrabel credit for Will Campbell. And the roster has come together, even, and they have been healthy. So they're healthy. The additions have been great. And the biggest thing we all thought year to year was the smooth and operational fluidity of the team was going to be dramatically better with Vrabel as a head coach over Gerard Mayo. All of that has come to fruition. So that's why they're here, and they have a really easy schedule. But that's the NFL. When you're of a bad team, when you're 4-13 consecutive years, you have a last place schedule, you're going to get easier opponents.
603 texter. Curtis, you're right, having with Drake as a quarterback, the rest of the NFL can now see he's a great passer, and receivers like A.J. Brown should be lining up to want to come play here for the next 5 years.
Yeah, A.J. Brown, I am very hesitant to want a guy that wants off the defending champions. Like, that is not a great look. But the more I understand the contract, I find it to be almost impossible to get him from the Eagles this season.
No, not this season, but in the offseason.
Yes. He'll be like the Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
But don't you think that if they don't add, and I'm not talking like a fourth-round pick for a Kendrick Bourne-like receiver, like that if they don't add a legitimate number two to Steph Diggs, that fans would be unhappy?
If they get a good running back, then I think you're pacified. If they get a good pass rusher, might be their sneaky biggest need. I mean, Landry is good, but he's a little dinged. He's not Judon, right? You would agree. Landry's not. He's good. He's not like best pass rusher in the league.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Like Juwan Bentley, we thought was good. He was cut. Is he not? He's not on a team.
He was somewhere. He's not on the team right now?
I don't think so. I mean, it's amazing how bad the Patriots roster has been that even the guys that played key parts, when they leave, they don't get another opportunity.
Although Kyle Van Noy was starring for a while there.
He was. Vile Can Noy.
617 texter, Curtis, you're somebody who gave a thumbs down for the Drake May pick, so you don't get to take that away from Elliot Wolf.
No, that was about my contract.
Let's go to Sorja. Kick us off in Mansfield this morning. Hey, Sorja.
Ken and Curtis, how are we today?
Excellent. How are you?
Really doing great. I think the Patriots are definitely for real, and it honestly has like less to do with their performance. And you look at the field in the AFC, there's really nobody, right? I really feel like the Colts are going to fizzle out. And I just think that there's, like Curtis said earlier, there's really no excuse to not make any kind of move, whether it be, like you said, Ken, a cornerback, an edge, a receiver, anyone, because I was just reading maybe Jalen Waddle is maybe a fringe guy you could get from the
Ooh.
Dolphins, or maybe you can get like any of these teams. You think about like a Baltimore, a Miami, Cincinnati, where they look at their season and it's getting bad, it's getting worse, it's getting really ugly. They may want to unload a lot of their assets, so, and you can give some draft picks. And I think the one thing – I think Wiggy brought this up a couple days ago about Kayvon Thibodeau with the Giants, is that they kind of have a little bit of a logjam because they really want to get Abdul Carter in there. And the bottom line is, fellas, you have to make a move. You don't really know how to draft in terms of certain positions, and you have to make a move. There's no other way to put it.
All right, good stuff, Sorja. Now,
is it necessary to say keep
no,
it
no, 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 yes. No, like no, Bill Audio. Where did that come from?
That was a man who knows where his bread is buttered.
I feel bad for Bill. We're not playing Bill Audio
today.
Is
it necessary to say? Who would have ever thought that Matt Patricia would look the best?
What about Olave?
I love Ohio State.
He looked pretty good last week. He did have a drop, and he had one drop in there. Yeah. But he's probably in a miserable situation. He's going to be making next year over $15 million.
Antonio Brown, free agent? No, the fan base will be frustrated if they don't make a move. We all agree on that. The team at this point is a playoff team. The New York Times model expected wins is 11.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if you want to carry this momentum with Drake May and build something that's sustainable, you go on a run here and you see where you land. The AFC, this is the worst year the AFC has had in how many years, do you think?
I mean, I've never seen it this bad.
It's awful.
Because the Chiefs, the big story is just the Chiefs are mediocre.
Right. They're barely hanging on.
And the Bills are mediocre, I guess, right? Just got lost to the Pats at home.
How is McDermott safe, by the way?
He's not. He can't be.
Why it sucks that Bill's lost his mind, because how great would it be if the Bills hired Bill Belichick right now?
Yeah, they might have. They probably were close without Jordan in the mix.
Right.
Now, what about Waddle? Sorge mentioned Waddle. That in the division.
You're talking about Greg?
Yes. they'll probably move him, right? Why not?
I just don't think, we were talking on the morning show about Breece Hall. They're not going to trade. The Dolphins and Jets are not going to trade you somebody.
Hey, Flacco went in the division.
Although they did trade us Devontae Parker.
They did. Top 10 receiver at the time when you acquired him. 678 texter. Everybody says we have all these money and assets. What have the Patriots done in the last 10 to 15 years that tells you they would actually spend money or trade picks?
The most under-discussed story of my entire time working in around sports radio is that the Patriots rank 31st in spending since the Crafts bought the team. Could you imagine if that's Jeremy Jacobs? Could you imagine if that's John Henry? Could you imagine if that's Wick or your good buddy Bill Chisholm?
Did you throw that out there and you never give the exact total? So how many millions?
What are you talking
back
about?
From like 15?
Well, how many NFL
is
teams are there?
32.
Okay,
there's still 32.
Yeah, 31. What's that? Is that second to last?
Yeah, but if they're 1 million behind the,
they're not 1 million
team,
behind.
Well, what is the number?
Want me to get the specific total salaries?
Yes. I want to see all the numbers.
Ask Seth Wickersham.
As a former engineering student who spent a lot of time in the Northeastern Library during my college career, I would go over numbers.
So if Tom Brady
detailed
was
detailed circuit analysis.
So if Tom Brady was a 31st rated passer but was only 0.2 of a passer rating point behind 15th, you'd say the stat didn't matter?
Well, it changes how you view the stat.
It's just the stat.
It's context.
You know what Ben Shapiro says?
They're very binary.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Let's go to North Providence. Let's talk to JP. Hey, JP.
Ken, Curtis, it's only been 10 years? Really?
Yep.
Yeah, Ken and I together, 10 years.
Summer of 16.
We had lunch at Stockyard and reminisced about sports radio bosses.
But it's been over that at the station, correct? Back in the day, 15? Yeah.
2013, I started 2 weeks before the marathon bombings here in the morning. Before that, I was in this very room. Before that, I was in this very room producing the Adam Jones Show, whenever the world comes together.
Wow.
Talk about full circle. So, Curtis, I got to give you props. In all these years yesterday, you going Colonel Jessup on the anti-Bruce Springsteen wall yesterday was phenomenal. You stood your ground. You stayed there in face of all of it. Curtis, we need you there. Ken, we need you there for that morning show. Nope. I've got a Keefspiracy on Wolf.
Okay.
He was there under Belichick. Belichick's gone. Now, all of a sudden, picks look good, and it's the same guy. Kraft kept him there to rub it into Belichick's face because now he looks like a genius. And because Belichick was there, you don't know who made the picks, but we know it was Bill calling the shots. So I think they kept him along as that. And what would be fun next year? The Titans hire Belichick and buy him out at North Carolina. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
JP.
I actually thought Jones had a really good point where he said,
what do you mean actually? I mean, Jones has a lot of good points.
Been friends with Jones far longer than you have, despite your husky background.
I was a guest on the old Adam Jones Show.
Yep, I actually remember that was the lowest rated segment they ever did.
It was an awesome segment. We broke down hockey.
Yeah, I love hockey. But the that maybe the reason Bill is back to being I'm fully committed to North Carolina is that he looked around and checked in for opportunities both as a coach and in the media.
And do you think the girlfriend submarined it?
Or there what the options the I mean the opportunities weren't there. That's what Jones said.
But there's a reason they weren't there.
Right. But it's just I can't figure it out. Because Greg talked to people, I'll just leave it vague, that said that Bill Belichick's intention here is to get Steven set up to be the next coach of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he's ruining it.
Yeah.
If Steven had just stayed at Washington,
that's what I'm telling you.
But as a father, how do you do that? How do you allow this bimbo to come into your life and dictate this stuff?
Because you're not in control of your faculties right now. You've lost control. You've lost the logic you once had.
So do you think Steven has not stood up to his dad and said, what are you doing?
Well, of course. You know how hard that is? How hard would it be to stand up to Bill Belichick if he was your father?
It would be your job as someone who's... If your father was not himself and he was on a stage and he was damaging his legacy, it is your job as someone who loves him to intercede.
Not talking about this.
But you would agree that's not...
I didn't ask you, Jordan.
It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, how often have you stood up to John Curtis in your life?
Not many times, but I have. And what I would say about in this case, like, he's watching his career end in such a horrific way.
I'm not sure he knows what's happening. But Steven is watching his career end.
But
yes.
Like, I would feel like Steven could get a bunch of people in a room. I had a couple of these. They're called interventions.
Did you actually have the classic intervention?
Oh, yeah.
We got to sign up. Had the butt cake out.
We got a bed ready for you at McLean. I'm like, I'm fine. I've been drinking in days.
Was it effective?
No. It didn't work until I was in the hospital.
Well, there you go. So would it be effective in this case? Probably not.
But they are. I mean, the reason there are interventions is that certain people respond to them.
You think Bill Belichick currently is going to respond to Steven saying, you know what, Dad?
Okay, let me give you an example.
Get rid of the girl.
So on The Office, there is an episode where Michael steps on a George Foreman grill and he burns his foot.
What's the girl doing on the ground?
And so, because he likes to wake up to the smell of bacon. It's healthy. Yeah. It's great. So Michael says, I don't need anything. I feel fine. And then he starts complaining and he crumples up some ibuprofen and puts it in his yogurt. He has the yogurt, feels better, doesn't know why, doesn't fight it. I would say that they need to do something like that with Bill. Where they give him medicine that he doesn't know he's receiving.
Not sure there's medicine for what's going on in his current situation. Let's go to Ed in Wellesley. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think the biggest revelation so far on the show this morning is that Ken spent a lot of time at the Northeastern Library.
Right.
Whoever saw that coming.
Ed, did you ever stand up to my dad?
No. Right. He often said, would you like to come to Woodland? And I said, yes, I would love to come to
Woodland. I used to work for my dad.
You don't want to bite the hand that feeds you.
Right. That's true. And those four numbers have kept me fed at Woodland for a long time. Mm-hmm. So those
chicken
are
fingers.
Give me some chicken tenders.
One of the nicest guys on the planet, and I mean that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys saw Belichick's press conference last night after the game.
Oh, I didn't,
and
actually.
We shouldn't expect anything different. But, you know, this poor kid from, you know, the Cal College newspaper asked him, you know, hey, Bill, how are things different between the pros and the college level? And he's like, we talked about that 75 times. And he looks over at whoever's coordinating the press conference. And it's like, my God, can't you just be a nice human being? Really? Is it that hard to do?
It is.
What we live with this guy. It's just so unfortunate. Hey, my question for you guys, I'm curious, why is this Saudi Arabia thing such a big issue? Is it the Saudi Arabia thing or what? Because I think a lot of these schools are trying to come up with non-traditional ways of raising money. I'm not defending it. I'm just curious.
So I think, Ed, that the organization, to me, there is somebody who's trying to change what's going on with Bill by getting rid of Lombardi. That Lombardi feels like if he's extra, if they remove him from the equation, that there's a chance of salvaging the investment in Bill Belichick. Does that make sense to you? And so whoever gave this information to Pablo Torre is attempting to use Lombardi as the man that they oust and remain somewhat behind Bill Belichick, but with someone that they put in as their general manager, not his best friend. That's the highest paid GM in college football. That the roster is not good, despite spending $1.5 million on Mike Lombardi to pick the guys and spending a ton of money to get the guys that you wanted into that school. So the Saudi Arabia thing to me, we've been over it a million times.
Well, that's the tip of the iceberg, don't you think? I mean, I don't see that issue going away. The American television networks need pro sports. That's all they've got, right? Are there any like sitcoms anymore? Are there any offices that do well? All they have is sports.
Live sports.
Live sports. And so the importance is so great to our country, and now NIL is so vital to the success of college football. It just stands to reason that people are going to go there like Liv and the other entities, and the Saudis want to diversify their economy, and they're going to take advantage of it.
Right. It's so interesting to me how we focus on certain parts of the world. Like, I guarantee you right now, a company you do business with is in business with Saudi Arabia in some way, shape, or form. And just like I don't think if you have a T-shirt that's made in China that you're supportive of the Communist Party in China and all they treat their citizens, it's just the way of the world.
Now, you're being corrected on the text line that the George Foreman grill was in Michael's bed, not on the floor.
It's next to his bed. I mean, if you want, we can get the
actual.
Pretty
sure it was on the floor.
Thank you, David.
What is this siding with Curtis now?
Well,
David is
it's
like.
Not, it's the truth.
Okay, all right.
Like I'll do some research.
Like last night, you were with the truth.
I sure was. There were a lot of Celtics legends.
Was that
there.
Encore? Where was it?
No, they moved it this year over to the Omni, where we had our Tommy Trader broadcast.
Oh, right down the road.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder Greg went. That's like behind his place.
Yep, he stumbled out of
that's a beautiful hotel.
It is beautiful. Gorgeous. And
you should go to a cabana in the summer. That's the spot.
Let's
try to have a nice pool.
Can afford that one. 617-779-7937 to discuss the Pats. We got off on the Bills' legacy. I want to go back to the Pats. Are the Pats for real? That's the question. Are the Patriots legitimately good for real? And if so, who deserves the credit for this roster right now? Vrabel, Wolf, others. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
I burned my foot very badly on my Foreman grill, and I now need someone to come and bring me into work.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I enjoy having breakfast in bed. I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me. And since I don't have a butler, I have to do it myself. So most nights before I go to bed, I will lay 6 strips of bacon out on my George Foreman grill. Then I go to sleep. When I wake up, I plug in the grill. I go back to sleep again. Then I wake up to the smell of crackling bacon. It is delicious. It's good for me. It's a perfect way to start the day. Today I got up, I stepped onto the grill, and I clamped down on my foot. That's it.
There it is from the office. Now, we never actually got clarity on whether the grill was on the floor or the bed. He just says by the bed. Did he say by the bed? I guess he...
Jury's still out.
I guess he indicates by the bed. That might be the floor. Ken and Curtis, that was your...
Why would he have to get out of bed to put bacon on it if it was in the bed?
Did he say get out of bed?
Yep. I get up. I wake up. I get up. First time I wake up, I get up and I put bacon on a George Foreman grill and I plug it in. And then he goes back to bed and he wakes up to the smell of crackling bacon.
Yeah, but it could be on like the side table.
Nightstand?
Mm-hmm. Okay. End table. By the way, we have received the... oh, first of all, so you use that as an analogy for what?
I don't think I used it for analogy. I think I just was talking about...
I thought it was a...
Oh, yes, I used that as an analogy because he hurt his foot and Ryan, Michael did that. He burned his foot. He shows up to work. He's miserable. Everybody's tired of him bitching.
Yeah.
So Ryan, because Michael wouldn't have him at any Tylenol, he crumpled it up and put it in his yogurt, and then Michael was better and didn't know that Ryan was doing that for his benefit. It just made him happier and feel better.
Oh, right. So somebody should do this for Belichick.
Right.
They can feel better. Greg Hill has ordered two Starbucks and delivered them to the office again. So this is a recurring mistake for our young lad.
Right.
So I have in my hand now a venti iced shaken espresso with two vanilla syrups. It's kind of a
bougie sweet order
for what's a Saturday morning.
What's the other one?
The other one is like an enormous hot chocolate. No, iced chocolate. What is that, David? I don't know. I'll have to grab that during the break. Two great beverages. You're welcome to one.
I got my train to black.
Okay. In the meantime, let's get back on the rails, if we can. Will in the truck on the Belichick Legacy. Hello, Will.
I think it's kind of ironic when the analogy that Curtis is using is someone coming into work and bitching about something, considering he is nonstop about Belichick. Ken, good to hear you. Always good to hear you.
Thank you.
Actually, I don't think I'm bitching. I'm celebrating. It's a great day.
It's worse.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Your celebrations. It's Pablo Torres made his mark because he's following the Belichick piece, and he's only doing it for clicks and attention. Yours is weird.
He's doing it for clicks and attention. He's got 9 million views on his podcast yesterday because he is doing an investigation into someone that the nation is fascinated by. That's called business.
Well, that's attention.
Only on the back of Bill. So, Ken, I noticed that the Bill Belichick hate hour.
Well, I will tell you this, Will. I do sense from the fan base, there's a section of Patriots fans, sports listeners, that get upset at the Bill talk. They think it's piling on. They think it's unbecoming. I don't know that that's, I don't know what portion of it is. There must be some in the listening audience that are disgusted by Bill or think, you know, he's getting what he deserves. But you don't hear from them much. It is a large sort of media celebration, larger media megaphone of the Bill criticism than the fans. That's just what I hear.
If you go to WEEI or you go to any of the local media entities on social media and you look at topics and you see views, it is a...
But nationally or locally?
If you go to the local places, the sports hub, WEEI...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It can be compelling and it's definitely full of drama. And people listen to it.
I'm saying that if you look at the social media clicks on the YouTube videos of the topics, mm-hmm. the Bill ones are clicked at a higher level than the other topics. And for whatever will, I love that you're a grown man and it's Saturday morning and you're unhappy that your hero is being pantsed for the world to see. So you try and say that's why our business is not succeeding. The Ken and Curtis brand has never been hotter. And I will tell you this, it's okay. I've said I was wrong a million times. I gave a thumbs down the night they drafted Drake May. I didn't think he was going to be great. I thought they were going to take him. And he has been far better than I ever imagined.
But seriously, don't you understand why some people are upset that it's a gleeful celebration of his failure? Not that they got it wrong, like, is Bill going to succeed or fail? It's more like you're stomping on a guy who gave us a lot of success for 20 years.
Boston sports fans don't like gleeful celebrations of failure?
Oh, so what are you indicating? I don't know.
Well, like, if that's what we do. We mock other teams. We mock. And what?
Yeah, but Bill, this is your own team. This is your own guy.
But Bill Belichick, in 50 years, this is not going to be debatable. You're going to look back without the prejudice of emotion,
yep.
And you're going to see how what was an incredible dynastic period was ended prematurely by a guy that lost his mind at the hand of a young girl.
I know that's what drives your venom toward it, but you would agree not everybody wants to view it that way. They're just like, eh, it came to an end. It sucks, but it is what it is. We had a great run.
I don't know of any case of any time in this area. Like, we did Aaron Hernandez shows for years, and it was the demise in a much different, much more despicable way.
I don't think that's a good comp.
But it wasn't about a success story. It was about a guy that allegedly murdered people.
This is more like Clemens or something. Somebody who was great, you cherished, and then it went wrong.
And people here loved dunking on Clemens when he was with the Yankees.
Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't here for the day-by-day of that.
It's just, to me, I don't know of how, I really mean this sincerely, I don't know how you see what's going on in Chapel Hill and aren't fascinated at the absolute 180 this person has taken life.
Well, that's, I think that's true. But in some cases, it's giddy celebration of his failure.
He told people that he could win with any top 15 quarterback.
Chris Sims.
Tom Brady gashed his hand before the AFC Championship game, has one of the great fourth quarters against one of the best defenses in football, and he says it's not open-heart surgery.
That was his motivational tactics for Brady. Brady was driven by that stuff.
The point is that he was made by Tom Brady. And the more that we see of this, it's not that I'm giving credit to the Giants or the Jets. I'm taking credit from Bill Belichick, and I'm giving it to Tom Brady. It's not that I'm supporting another team or another player. I had to sit through you, Greg, Wiggy, telling me Tom's 50. He thinks there's five downs. What an idiot. What a demise. He should have never left here. He regrets leaving Bill Belichick over and over and over again.
It's vindictive by you.
Of course. That's what makes us New Englanders.
Okay.
I'm sorry that people can't handle it. I really am, but it's the truth. Bill Belichick is one of the great frauds in American sports history. Full stop.
Ken and Curtis Show. Can we get back to the current team?
I love it.
We keep getting dragged back into the Belichick waters.
I mean, Will was, you know, I thought he was on point.
All right. It is. We're here till 11:30 today. BC coming up at 11:30. BC and UConn. I think this is a get-right game for our Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meter and Cronin on the call.
And God, if we lose to UConn. Well, do you think the Bill O'Brien 15 minutes extra time is going to help the prep for the Huskies?
We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.